I loved roller coasters. They were probably my favorite pastime activity for a while. So much so that at the age of 22, I decided to start exploring the country and checking out all the different ones that I could. I had just graduated from college and there were no real plans for the future yet. But it was the first time I actually remember being truly happy. Once I had gotten all the really thrilling coasters out of my system, rides like King to Ka, Superman, and Millennium Force, I kind of started paying more attention to the ones that not only had a coaster, but also contained an immersive experience as well. That was when Disney's Expedition Everest came across my radar. I can't think of many other coasters that have such immersion blended with a truly thrilling ride. So eventually I had to take the trip down to Florida and check it out. When I got down there, I reserved my spot at the park, as you have to now with COVID, and figured I would just check out the town until the next morning. I ended up on the famous International Drive just outside Disney, and ended up sitting next to this older English couple at a little Irish pub. I overheard one of them talking to the bartender about how they used to work for Disney Imagineering, and had all these random other facts about the place too. They were real fanatics, and it was cool hearing them talk about stuff, considering I'm from Delaware and no one in my state gives a crap about any of that. After ordering a beer and growing tired of just eavesdropping, I casually asked them what they thought of Expedition Everest at Disney. They smiled at each other, and the guy just came out and said, "The Yeti is real," in a joking manner. I wasn't sure what that meant, and the more I probed them about it, the more they tried to steer clear of the subject. The only thing that they would say was, "The Yeti's real, look it up." After about a half hour, they ended up leaving, but what they told me stuck in my head for the rest of the night. I started researching the phrase on roller coaster forums and such, and was amazed how deep the rabbit hole went. I watched ride video after ride video about different Easter eggs pertaining to the attraction, but none of them really explained the phrase. However, I did find one occurrence where someone replied to a comment with the phrase, "The Yeti is real." It was just that though, and seemed as if no one else knew what they were talking about because there were no replies. Then the only other Yeti-related thing I could find was about how the animatronic is so large it had to be turned off permanently due to the fact that it was pretty much ripping the building down. That fact didn't really help my cause, but it was awesome to know nonetheless. After wasting another hour reading about why guests oddly tossed their hair ties all over the ride, I came to the conclusion that the people were probably just messing with me, and that I should just give up. Then just as I was about to close my YouTube browser, I saw a newspaper article on the wall at the queue of the ride. It said, "Local scientist proves Yeti is real." I wasn't sure what the significance was yet, but that was definitely the phrase. So I took a screenshot of it and made my way to the ride the next day. Upon arriving, I wrote a couple different times, before even having a clue what I was looking for. Then I got an idea. There was this 90s-looking computer on display at the front of the line. I thought maybe there was some kind of password in the article that could log me into it. So I got back in line and started typing into the keypad. At first I had no luck, but I was persistent. I did that for probably an hour on and off, just leaving the line every now and then, so as to not seem suspicious. Then finally, Dorge, the last name of the scientist who discovered the Yeti, along with A10, the page number of the article, finally unlocked something. It was this old hatch under a carpet beneath the desk. I moved the carpet and lifted up the hatch, making this loud creaking sound. I gazed down and saw a ladder leading into darkness. Shocked and amazed, I started climbing down and closed the hatch before anyone else came in the queue. I found myself in an abandoned underground tunnel system, which seemed like it was once used for employees, just like the Utilidors in Magic Kingdom, only now it was in a state of utter disrepair. As I got down and started to walk, there was a park map laying on the ground. The copyright on it was from 1996, which was before Animal Kingdom even opened. That meant either someone brought it down there a couple years after they got it, or those tunnels were even older than the park was. Around the corner there were these double doors, leading to this massive prop museum. Shelves lined the walls, holding these artifacts from all across the world. I realized it was probably where they were keeping extra props they had collected from the ride. At the back of the room there was this massive steel garage door with planks drilled into it, as if trying to protect it from a truck driving through. Suddenly I heard an echo from something drop out in the hallway. I slowly walked through them and looked into the darkness. Panic surged through my veins when I heard this little giggle. Then something skittered past me from behind. I immediately ran back into the prop room and wedged a chair against the door, then hid behind this giant Buddha statue in the corner. From outside the room, I could hear several footsteps pacing back and forth. Then after a few minutes, there was nothing. I quietly creeped back over the double doors and peeked out the bottom corner of one of the windows. What I saw out in the hall instantly made me sick to my stomach. There were these six little men with gray, old-fashioned parkas. Their faces, slimy and bloated, bulging out from their hoods, showcasing these eyes and mouth that were so swollen they were almost completely shut. I backed away from the door as they started to ram into it. Then suddenly, from up on the shelf, one of them jumped down onto me. He wrapped his arms around my neck and started to choke me. I eventually tossed him off, but at that moment, the others bursted through the door and overtook me, knocking me out with a large piece of metal. When I awoke again, I was tied to a chair, only I didn't seem to be in a man-made tunnel anymore. I was in this cave now, with the only light being these torches up on the wall. I turned back and realized I was at the end of a long cavern, but behind me was that large garage door I had seen connected to the prop room. There was a little bit of light coming out from beneath it, like it had gotten jammed while closing. I knew I had to try to get out that way, so I started shaking my chair, trying to knock it over and break pieces off. That was when I heard it. A roar unlike any creature that should have ever existed on the planet Earth, practically shattering my eardrums. As I shook and bounced around even more, I saw the head of an enormous creature make its way into the light in front of me. It had matted, shaggy hair, just as someone would describe a Yeti to be. The little men then hobbled out of the darkness and held up this giant book in front of them. They began reading it for the beast. While they were looking away, though, I was finally able to snap on the legs of the chair. I hobbled towards the garage door as the Yeti began to clamor after me, the little men screaming and cheering for it. I finally got to the garage door and slid underneath, but the chair got jammed. Just then the Yeti's fist pounded down, missing my head and breaking the chair into pieces. Faster than I ever thought possible, I started running back towards the ladder. I eventually made it, but as I did, a little man grabbed my leg. Kicking him repeatedly into the metal ladder, I finally got him off, and climbed the rest of the way, slamming the hatch down behind me. It goes without saying, not many people have believed my story. It's a pretty bizarre one, if you ask me, and I wouldn't really expect anyone to. I've tried to tell news outlets about it, and everyone I could, but it was no use. The one thing that still bugs me about it, though, is why that couple gave me the clue in the first place. Is that their job to send people down there? To be sacrificed to this beast? Or were they just bringing up things they'd heard of, but knew nothing about directly? Anyways, I've gone back since then and tried to open the hatch, but the code's not the same. It seems I was clearly set up, and as I speak, someone else is probably being duped again. So take this as a warning. Don't trust people who claim to have insider information into the happenings at Disney. They may be setting you up, and you probably won't be as lucky as I was. Because trust me, folks, the Yeti is real.